Playhouse in the Morning. Wake up! With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94. With
me. 7:40 in the morning. Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Just thing after thing after thing on the show today, but that's how we'd like it. Otherwise, we get bored. Maggie's crocheting over there, and I don't need any more scarves, Maggie.
These are gloves.
Oh, well, that's different. Really? I mean, it's going to be 78 degrees today, so...
Well, it's going to take me that long to figure out how to crochet gloves that it'll probably be winter by the time they're done.
Oh, well, that's very convenient then. Yes. I was going to say, could you at least crochet me a Speedo? Something I could use, like, now. A voice change. You're getting a workout today on the show. We'll call you First Initial D. What are we dealing with, sir? What are we talking about?
Yeah, hi. I've been operating my own photography studio for the last 5 years, and recently one of my good friend's wife asked if I could take some boudoir photos for her husband, my friend.
Naughty photos.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, not like nudes or anything. They'd be tasteful, like lingerie, that kind of stuff.
Classy, naked,
it's just,
yeah.
That's not typically the kind of photography I do. I've only done that once for someone, and usually when I take photos, it's families or engagement photos, that kind of thing.
Sure, yeah.
And when I told her that, she was still very insistent that I do this. She mentioned how, because she knows me, she'd be more comfortable doing something so out of her comfort zone. So we could be uncomfortable together.
So basically she picked you because you know each other.
Her logic is that she's nervous about posing this way. So if it's someone she knows taking the photos, maybe she'd be more comfortable.
Right. Now, does she understand that's super awkward for you since you're pretty good friends with her husband? Or?
Well, I tried to explain that, and she thinks he'd rather it's me that takes the photos than a stranger. And I think it's just the opposite. I mean, I sure wouldn't want friends taking lingerie photos of my wife. I just don't know if I reject her or talk to him about it, or if I just do it or what. I just feel like it's putting me in a very uncomfortable position.
Well, and I suppose you can't really talk to him about it if it's going to be a surprise for him.
Well, true. I really don't know what to do because the whole thing's really just awkward.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's all awkward of her own creation, right? Like, mm-hmm. It's not like you and Turner were like, hey, you know what? I'm a photographer and I'd love to take pictures of you. You didn't do that. And then you would be the awkward one. So, okay. Now, this one we can work with. Thank you. First Initial D is dealing with this. He is a professional photographer. He does have his own studio. So it's not like he's just some guy with a camera. He actually does this for a living, but generally speaking, it's wedding photos, engagement photos, family, look at the baby, that kind of thing. Well, a buddy of his, the wife, approaches him and says, but listen, I was looking to take some, like, fun photos for my man, your friend. Do you think you could take these? I mean, I'll wear my clothes, I'll have, like, lingerie and stuff. And he's like, you're friends with my, or I'm friends with your husband, like, I'll see you in lingerie. That's going to be weird. And he might be angry with me. Does he just flat out reject her? Does he do it? Is he a professional and just takes the photos? Rad, if this ever were to come up in our relationship, don't take the photos.
No, I wouldn't.
And I won't take the photos either. Deal?
Thank you.
All right.
No.
Air shake on it because we're too far away. And Maggie, You can take the photos.
Oh, good.
And video of you taking the photos. 237 it's, or you can text 35270.
The Playhouse in the Morning with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
The Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero, Rat, Maggie. This is one of those ones. Maybe we'll just let him speak for himself rather than trying to recap it. Here's what we're talking about this morning.
Yeah, hi. I've been operating my own photography studio for the last 5 years. And recently, one of my good friend's wife asked if I could take some boudoir photos for her husband, my friend.
Naughty photos.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, not like nudes or anything. They'd be tasteful, like lingerie, that kind of stuff.
Classy. All right.
It's just, that's not typically the kind of photography I do. I've only done that once for someone, and usually when I take photos, it's families or engagement photos, that kind of thing. And when I told her that, she was still very insistent that I do this. She mentioned how, because she knows me, she'd be more comfortable doing something so out of her comfort zone. So we could be uncomfortable together.
So basically, she picked you because you know each other.
Her logic is that she's nervous about posing this way, so if it's someone she knows taking the photos, maybe she'd be more comfortable.
Right. Now, does she understand that's super awkward for you since you're pretty good friends with her husband, or?
Well, I tried to explain that, and she thinks that he'd rather it's me that takes the photos than a stranger, and I think it's just the opposite. I mean, I sure wouldn't want friends taking lingerie photos of my wife. I just don't know if I reject her or talk to him about it, or if I just do it or what. I just feel like it's putting me in a very uncomfortable position.
Well, and I suppose you can't really talk to him about it if it's going to be a surprise for him.
Well, true. I really don't know what to do because the whole thing's really just awkward.
237 hits. You can text 35270. What you thinking about that one?
I guess personally, if I was going to get pictures of myself taken, I wouldn't want it to be somebody I knew, especially if I wasn't 100% comfortable, because if she's not comfortable being, you know, in that type of outfit or that vulnerable, I guess, you would think, you know, if it's somebody you know, they're always going to know what you look like in lingerie.
Exactly, and you're going to have to see him again.
Whereas if it's somebody that I don't know, I think it would almost be easier to relax about it because it's a little more exciting. It's somebody you don't know, you know? So I just,
right.
I don't know, it would be weird if my boyfriend went and got pictures and lingerie taken, but, you know, I would rather it be somebody he didn't know.
Okay. So first initial D in the voice changer this morning, he's a professional photographer, not just some dude with a camera. This is what he does for a living. But usually it's like engagement photos and kids and family, stuff like this. Well, a buddy's wife approaches him and says, you know what, I'm a little scared, but I know you, so maybe it'll be easier. Can you take some sexy photos of me for your friend, my husband? Awkward. I gotta imagine, I'm trying to like put myself in that husband's position. He's gonna appreciate the gift. He is. But if it's ever acknowledged where those came from, who took them, and you can't hardly keep it a secret, I think that it might be soiled just a tish.
It'd ruin it for him, yeah.
Well, Tony or Jim or Bill, he saw you. What? He saw this? Nah, I would stay away from that. What is the text club saying?
No. Bad, bad idea. Her husband would be pissed if he found out who took the photos. Also, if he's uncomfortable doing the pictures, then I don't know why he's asking if he should do them or not. Somebody says, I get that she wants someone to be comfortable with, but does she realize that it'll make everyone else uncomfortable? Somebody said, I took some pictures for my husband and had a female friend photographer do it. I was way more comfortable with the female than I would have with the male. I'm sure my husband appreciated it, too. The photos turned out great, and it really sparked something in our relationship. Another great point, the professional thing to do is respectfully decline and refer her to the photographers in town who specialize in boudoir photography. She might even feel more comfortable after she talks to someone who specializes in that.
You got a camera there, Maggie.
Do I have have a camera, yes.
You got a pretty nice camera, don't you?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm just spitballing ideas here. Just have some thoughts. And for you, what were you thinking? Good morning.
Well, I was thinking, if he doesn't want to take them himself, maybe he should recommend some people. There's people in the cities called Sugar and Spice, and they're all females that take pictures. My girlfriend's been hinting to it.
I thought you were going to say, if he doesn't want to take the pictures, I will.
No, no way.
Okay,
my girlfriend would kill me.
You say my girlfriend would kill me?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it. And you, a similar thought from you, right?
I was just listening about the photographer, and I have a friend with Lulu Photography, and she actually does photo sessions like that. And they do hair and makeup, and they're very tasteful pictures.
Okay, cool. Well, listen, if you would like, we can throw you on hold for a second, and if you have some contact info and stuff, we'll grab that from you as well. Is the general consensus, as you kind of glance there at the text club rat, kind of what we were thinking, and that is just, dude, stay away. Stay away from this.
Yeah, 100%. And lots of people pointing out there are several different female photographers who specialize in this, and that's probably their best option. Somebody else said, as a guy, I would not want my friends taking those photos of my wife. It can cause a lot of tension between him and his friend for a long time that will not go away.
I happen to know the woman that took the pictures for Y94.com. In addition to a lot of like corporate photos and stuff,
sure,
she does the boudoir. And I only remember this because we walked in there, she was like cleaning up from one of those sessions. And I was like, what kind of pictures are we about to take here? I was a little bit scared. We walked in there and there's like a silk robe, and it was just weird. Like, what? Whoa, what kind of website is this? This Y94.com. By the way, Maggie,
yeah?
If you want to update your photos for the company, you could do like a 2-for-1.
Oh.
And I don't know if there's anybody that you might like to give those photos to, but a Christmas card or something?
Christmas? No, not probably not Christmas. No.
It's never too early to plan your Christmas card.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. Minus 2 of them hoes, probably.
Oh.
Not you specifically. Not you.
We'd be the hoes. Mind.
Yeah. Aniko and Vin's in a couple of minutes. Your news and weather next.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.